You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYNads.com.
Hey, I'd like to welcome you to another episode of Mission Matters. My name is Adam Torres, and if you'd like to apply to be a guest on the show, just head on over to missionmatters.com and click on Be Our Guest to apply. All right, so today is a very special episode. I love doing a book launch episode. We're welcoming back on Christy Morrell Stinson, who's been on the show before, and great to have her back. She is a business expansion strategist over at Significant Advantage and one of our most recent authors. So I can also add author at Mission Matters to that intro. Hey, Christy, just want to say welcome back to the show.
Hey, Adam. Thanks for having me. This has been a great experience working with your team and the other authors at Mission Matters.
Oh, we're glad to have you. And we got a lot of content to cover today. So I know you've been doing some expansion. You got things going on all around the country, and we'll talk about that, of course. And then we're going to do a deep dive into your work and into your writing and contribution, Living by Design. We'll get into that as well. So a blueprint for business from idea to angel. So great content and great, and happy to dive into that. But before we do, you know the drill, Christy. We'll start this episode the way that we start them all, with our Mission Matters Minute. So Christy, we at Mission Matters, we amplify stories for entrepreneurs, executives, and experts. That's our mission. Christy, what mission matters to you?
You know, investing my time and energy into the people who are working on the front lines of human wholeness. And sometimes that's not necessarily in the foreground, but it might be behind the scenes in the way that their company is designed and the way that they're building their culture internally. But it's the entrepreneurs who are truly caring about their team and their customers and the community around them.
Now, Christy, as I mentioned before, great having you back on the show, but I don't want to also assume that maybe some of our newer listeners caught the first episode or some of the other episodes we've done together. So maybe just start off with a little bit about your background and really how you came to this idea of human wholeness and how it relates to business.
So my company is Significant Advantage, and we named that because that's the promise that we have for our clients, is that we're going to help craft and gain a significant advantage in your marketplace through your brand, through your culture, and through growing the value of your enterprise, which are all aligned with each other. How I got my start really was working with entrepreneurs, just everyday people who own small businesses. I kept meeting them through my real estate career. And you know, I was doing that in my 20s. I had a background in quality systems with a technology company. And I learned to apply what some of the bigger companies were doing to, you know, really right-size that and apply that to your mom and pop all the way up to your, you know, lower mid-market business, which is that small business that's been growing and growing. And now they've got team, you know, of maybe a few hundred to a few thousand, and they're really looking to differentiate themselves more from a perspective of what's the legacy of this business and how are we going to transition it? How are we creating transferable value?
Yeah. And I do want to dive into some of the nuances of this and how you're helping people, especially on the financial coaching and to some of the other things you're doing there. But first, I can't hold off anymore. We got to get into this book. So, I mean, as everybody that's watching this, as you know, when you're putting together a book, there's always this anticipation, this wait. And then, you know, it takes a long time. So we've been working on it for a long time. But when it's done, it's like, finally, it's out there for the world to view. And there's just this feeling of accomplishment that we get as a publisher and also as authors. So first thing first, Christy, how do you feel? You're out there, you're published.
Wow. This will be my second book, and I'm really enjoying the process of being able to impact people in a different way. I've done a lot of training and teaching and coaching over the years, and it's typically been live. And so this was a great experience to learn how to really distill that down and try to write about subject matter that really matters to people. That's what I tried to put my thought into as we worked on this together.
So why books? So obviously I'm a big fan of books. I mean, I dedicate a large portion of my life to helping people get published and publishing them. But why do you feel that books are important in today's market with digital, everything else? And I'm a fan of digital too, but why are books important?
Well, you know, it's great to be able to pick something off the shelf and reference it and make your notes in it. And it's, there's a lasting sense to the written page. And in this digital world, I mean, I still love my bookshelf.
Yeah.
I, over the years, have read all kinds of business books. Maybe I'm a little bit of a nerd, but I really enjoy great business books like, you know, Ken Blanchard and Brian Tracy and some of those over the years. And they've made a big impact on my life through crystallizing, you know, simple principles that you can put into action and telling stories about how other people did that.
And I'm a fan of books. I can't help it. I just like the paper. I like the smell. I like to sit down with one. I do Kindle too, but I'm a big fan of books just in general. All right. So let's get into your content. So Living by Design, a blueprint for business from idea to angel. What was the inspiration for this?
I've worked with business owners from their first initial happy idea, right? I think that Michael Gerber put it really well when he called it an entrepreneurial seizure, and he wrote that book, The E-Myth. It's those ideas that take us into the marketplace, and those ideas come, you know, they come honestly through our experience. And I love seeing someone create a business around a need and serving that need in a new creative way, or in a proven way, but just with a flair. And watching how a business is structured and how it grows, where the typical mistakes are made, and being able to maybe offset some of that risk or accelerate success instead of seeing people struggle for years. And that's been a big passion of mine over the years.
So a couple of headlines, let's just say, or topics that were covered in this. So know what you want, build your vision, and you also talk about different layers. Maybe let's start with know what you want. So tell us a little bit more about that.
Well, you know, it's not just about your idea. It's about where you want to take it and being clear on the front end. Are you wanting to build something that's going to grow? And if so, what does that look like for you? And what's the trajectory? Is this a 10-year run, or is there a longer period of time here? And not only what you want financially, but what impact you want to make and what's the relationship between those two. Mm-hmm. Some people are so focused on impact that they're not, you know, financially really capturing their market opportunity, while others are so focused on that profitability that they may not be putting people first.
Yeah. What do you find? Because again, you've worked with entrepreneurs from beginning to larger stages. Let's stick with the beginning part a little bit longer. So what do you find are typically some of the things like in the beginning that help people either get clarity on their mission or vision or that balance of what you just described? Like, what do you find normally helps?
Well, having a framework of questions to go through and that ends up in not only a bank-ready business plan, but also a strategic plan that you and your team can count on and grow into. So I've built frameworks for that. I don't work as much on the front end anymore as I used to, though I still have a handful of business planning clients at any given time. My focus is more now on commercial real estate acquisitions and, you know, what are we doing to find smaller companies to buy so that we can grow by acquisition. But it's that initial framework. And I'm a big believer in business coaching. I'm a trained coach myself, and I would never start a business without hiring a really great coach, and not necessarily somebody from my industry, but more someone who can help me crystallize my thinking and really put my idea into a business framework.
So I'm a huge fan of coaching, and I've seen successful businesses flourish with coaches, without them. I mean, all of the above. But to me, a coach is somebody in the right coach in the right relationship. I like that you mentioned doesn't have to be industry specific per se, but I'm a big fan of coaching from the standpoint of having either that, for me, it's the accountability side. Like, I want to make sure that I'm checking the boxes and that I just have that other layer that helps me stay on track and stay on target for what the goal is, so that if I'm kind of getting off track, And I'm like, and I'm veering too much. Like it's hard to, I know that the saying's been said, I'll probably mess it up, but it's hard to see the picture when you're sitting in the frame, right? Like you need another set of eyes on what you're doing. What are some of the reasons that you believe in coaching?
It's like sailing on the ocean. You've got to have a compass, you know, that sets your direction. You need to know where your North Star is, right? And keep realigning. You're never going to go in a perfectly straight path. You're going to go and wander a bit and then adjust. And a coach will help you see that adjustment point. Yeah. A coach will reflect back to you. Have you thought about this? Have you considered this behavior that's holding you back? A coach is like and helps you see not only yourself, but also the direction that you're going. And are you actually making progress, or are you just spinning your wheels?
So you're also a trained coach, as you mentioned, and from your end, your standpoint, like, how do you know if you're in a good coaching relationship? Like, how do you know if it's working for you? Because I think even some people that maybe have tried coaching, maybe they're like, it didn't work for me quite, or this or that. And I'm like, it's like anything else. Like, you may not get it perfect the first time, but that doesn't mean the methodology or the relationship doesn't work. Like, how do you know if it's a good fit?
Well, I think you said a key word there is methodology. Does your coach have an actual consistent, congruent methodology that you're able to learn and walk through? At the end of the day, you really want a system where you can be self-accountable. Mm-hmm. You know, having a third party holding your feet to the fire doesn't grow you as a leader. It might make temporary progress, but a really good coach is going to help you elicit your own self-leadership and examine the way that you make decisions, the way that you communicate internally in your own thought life, and the way that you communicate to other people so that they want to move forward with you. So they want to stick around and achieve things together. Mm-hmm.
And one of the other things that you talk about in the book is building your vision. And I know at Significant Advantage, one of the things that you're very active in is definitely when companies are looking to scale and maybe they're adding other commercial outlets, whether it's retail, office, or otherwise, like helping them in planning, acquisition, all the things that go into that. Like, how do vision and expansion relate?
Sure. The whole team needs to know where are we going? Why? Simon Sinek, right? One of the greats. Let's start with why. If we know why we're expanding and we know why we're in business and we have a vision for what that next destination looks like. I like to say vision is an unfolding view of destination, right? Mm-hmm. Can't see everything, but as you grow and as you walk it out, you're going to be able to see more and more clearly. A great leader is able to cast that vision, right? Is able to speak in a way and create material, messaging material, communication material in such a way that people consistently in the organization and even its suppliers and clients know where it's going and why that is. So vision is crucial, because if you're going to expand, there needs to be a picture. It's like putting a puzzle together. You got to have a picture to know how those pieces are going to fit.
Yeah. Speaking of how the pieces fit, what should founders be considering as they kind of go to expand and add locations? What are some of the things that should be on their mind?
Well, first off is an evaluation of the state of the enterprise. Mm-hmm. You need to know where the gaps are. What risks are latent in the current structure? A lot of times those risks relate to team members. They may relate to staff and how strong the bench strength of the organization is. When you expand, those gaps are going to show up, right? The gaps are going to expand too, and you don't want your business to implode. So having a state of the enterprise that you can count on, like a very methodical and comprehensive report, and then to be able to share the scenarios of we're going to grow to 3 locations within 1 year and then 10 in our second year or whatever that looks like, and being clear about it and testing the feasibility of that. We have a process for assisting a business to do that. And that process not only highlights the quality and the risk at every point in the organization, but it also helps to assess the value of the organization so that if you need to bring in private equity, or if you want to bring in a partner or even sell on the market because of some unplanned circumstance, that you're ready for that.
Yeah. And I want to, let's take a moment here and maybe just, because we've been talking about it, but I just want to make sure the audience doesn't miss it. Tell us exactly what you do at Significant Advantage.
Sure. So first and foremost, we're your strategic partner for the next stage of your business. And we're going to help you think about your plan, your enterprise value growth, meaning how are you growing the market value of your company from an investor's point of view or from a business buyer's point of view? How are you ensuring that as an owner or a set of partners that you're really going to benefit from this long term? Mm-hmm. And so we have that as our lens as we're working on, let's say, a 1 or 3 year strategic plan. We offer commercial advisory so that you can make great commercial real estate decisions. We have commercial agents on our team through Keller Williams on the water. And we also have a business broker or M&A intermediary.
So a lot of different ways you can help people in real estate like that. That's a given. And I think it takes a special type of person to want to work with entrepreneurs and businesses and, you know, founders. I mean, not always the easiest bunch, right? to get on track for certain things, we'll say. What drew you to working in that space, specifically with entrepreneurs and founders when it comes to real estate and helping the expansion side of things?
You know, just one story after another, Adam, of working with people and seeing how it all relates together. You know, we're highly focused on business strategy, and we see things that are made in commercial real estate or you know, acquiring another small business as just components within a unified strategy. And I, over the years, the different entrepreneurs that I've worked with, and I've just always been surrounded by them. Mm-hmm. I think it's, you know, started with family and friends and then just expanded out from there and worked mainly by referral across the last 20 some years. I saw where people had opportunity and missed it, or where the professionals they were working with, there wasn't a continuity between what the owner wanted, the strategy that the team was executing or making up as they went along. Mm-hmm. And the other professionals that they were working with in the marketplace, like their financial professionals or legal or lender or real estate agent, there needs to be a cohesive framework for everybody to work within. So we're all pulling in the same direction.
Speaking of expansion, I have some notes here. I mean, let's make sure I get the cities right. So New Jersey, Naples, Florida, recruiting in Minneapolis, Scottsdale, Arizona. You got a lot going on. Tell me about, for everybody watching this future, we're recording this in 2023, January. So we're just started. What are the plans for 2023?
Sure. So our headquarters is in the Tampa Bay area of Florida. And we have offices in Bradenton and Sarasota, and we have a strong team here. We have what's called an expansion team. So we have other agents that we work with in other market centers. Some of those agents are closely held, meaning they're part of our team. They meet with us weekly. We're all doing the same, you know, kind of coaching and business planning practice together. We're sharing clients. We're referring to each other. And then we also have just agents through the Keller Williams network that we have identified as leaders in their market. And we share referrals with them.
Yeah. And so tell me a little bit about how the expansion side of things works. So you're going into different markets and you're obviously seeing opportunity here, right?
Yes, right. I mean, I think of Megan, who's up in our New Jersey market, and she's a vice president in a closing company. So she's coming with that closing legal lens for all of our deal strategy and can work with our team nationally on how can we make sure that we're structuring the deal for our client in such a way that it's going to close successfully. And we've basically underwritten the closing ahead of time. So that's a great example of one of our team members where she's located in a particular market, but we work together nationally. So we look to find people like that. On the other end of the spectrum, we're also wanting to create that first year experience for brand new agents and partner them with somebody who's more seasoned.
No, and that's kind of one of the things. So when you talk about the mentoring side of things, that's really you. That's not easy to do. So that's really a commitment from Significant Advantage and all of your peers to reinvesting into future talent as well. And to me,
yes.
when that happens, I mean, again, not an easy thing or easy undertaking. But when that happens, you're giving other people a shot. You're paying it forward, but you're also helping yourself too, because you're going to have more opportunity to help more clients as well. So I just think it's a big win overall.
Thank you, Adam. I agree with you 100%. And that's the reason that I joined Keller Williams in particular, because they're second to none when it comes to the training, mentoring, coaching that's available just within their system. Mm-hmm. So then my team doesn't have to reinvent the wheel. We can come alongside of an agent and we can offer them that entire platform as well as personal mentoring within the team. Mm-hmm.
Well, Christy, I know we still got a lot to do when it comes to book promo, a lot of things, and I'm excited to continue working with you on the promo of the books and also getting your message out with Significant Advantage. But just have to ask, I mean, what's next for you? What's next for the business? What's next for Significant Advantage?
Solidifying our presence in a couple of other markets this year. Mm-hmm. We're very keen on the Minneapolis market. That's, you know, I was born in Minneapolis and raised there, and, you know, that's where my family is from. And so I'm really wanting to see a bigger team there. And here in Florida, this year looks like is there's just a lot of opportunity. There's a lot of opportunity for property development, for acquisition, for companies to expand into the Florida market. And we have some really fun clients that we're working with right now, and we just can't wait to see how they win this year.
Amazing. And so speaking of this year, so as a business owner, I mean, you have a unique vantage point looking from both the strategy, the financial planning, and from the real estate side of things. As business owners are going into 2023, maybe thinking about expansion and adding other retail or otherwise commercial outlets, yeah. What should be on their mind in thinking about and evaluating those decisions?
Well, first of all, if they already own commercial real estate, they're in a really good position to be able to repurpose some of that capital into their business expansion. We can coordinate leasebacks. We can bring in investor groups to, you know, to maybe release some of those dollars or create some tax portability with where they are. The second thing I'll say is that this is a great market to negotiate new lease terms. This is a great market to work with investors to maybe purchase a larger commercial real estate holding and then negotiate terms within that holding for your expansion. So it just depends on how you're positioned for this market, but it's a great time to look for good partners. Mm.
Christy, if somebody's watching this and they want to learn more about Significant Advantage or to follow up, what's the best way for them to do that?
I typically default to my LinkedIn profile, right? So it's my first initial and my last name. You can find me on LinkedIn. Otherwise, if you go to our Significant Advantage team website that focuses on business expansion, it's SIAD team.com. Mm-hmm. And you'll find us there.
Perfect. And we'll put all that information in the show notes so that our audience can just click on the links and head right on over. And speaking of the audience, if this is your first time with Mission Matters or listening to the or engaging with the platform, we're all about bringing on mission-based entrepreneurs, executives, and experts and having them share their mission, their story, really what gets them excited to go out there into the marketplace and make a difference. If that's the type of content that sounds interesting or fun or exciting to you, hit that subscribe button because we have many more mission-based individuals coming up on the line and we don't want you to miss a thing. And Christy, really, it has been a pleasure. I look forward to continue to promote this book. We're going to put a link of that in the show notes as well so people can pick up a copy. And again, thank you for coming back on the show. It's really been a pleasure.
Thank you, Adam. And maybe next time we can talk a little bit more about the angel side of the equation.
Fantastic.